one of the most exciting finishes and races in the entire part of this Trans Am race was watching you at the end, Tommy Kendall. Wow, what a fantastic run. You had to start in the back, but you definitely had your work cut out for you all 40 laps, didn't you?
I sure did. And it's we could have used the yellow early to bunch it up, but the way it worked out was just perfect. In what should have been qualifying, we were third in the rain, but that didn't count. Started by points, so we were in the back. So just didn't catch a break, but I think we caught a few there in the race. And so I thought I finished third because, you know, I was in fourth, and they said, it's 18 seconds, 18 seconds, 18 seconds. And I almost just kind of settled in. And I said, the car was getting better and better, so I said, I got to just keep my head down and just keep digging. And then it started tumbling. They said, Adam has a damaged splitter. And so I was chasing. I got around him, and I didn't know that Stretch had also fallen back. And so I said, who was first and second? They said, you're second. I said, I'm second. So I didn't know until the race was over. To put Dodge back on the podium for the first time, and my first time I've been on the box in 10 years.
Wow.
Obviously you want the top step, but this is certainly a nice intermediate step. And, it's fun racing with all the guys. I'm still learning names and numbers and matching who's who, but I had some great battles out there. And Adam said, we're supposed to do the ice bucket challenge on the, he said, we'll do it. We'll both be on the podium. And I'm like, I hope you're right. And we are. So congratulations to Ron Keith. Your first win is a special one, and he earned it, all green and checked out. So, but big thanks to the Dodge folks. There's a lot of people from Dodge working on this program. And then my guys, all the Miller guys, both guys have pitched in on both cars to get these. It's been a thrash for about 6 weeks straight. And this is a nice reward.
Now you raced the old TA cars, and now you're running the TA2 cars, which are really exploding on the scene. What's the difference between the two, and how much do they drive differently compared to the old cars?
They drive a lot different. So that's what I'm having to learn is, I don't know how I want my car at the start of the race. This is my first complete race. So I'm getting an idea, and my car was really good at the end, almost too good at the end. And I think I'd trade a little bit. I'd rather have a little bit better car at first. But that's what we're learning. Everything's different. So I've got to, obviously the driving, trying to strategy and racecraft is similar, but what the car wants and needs is quite a bit different. So I'll tell you what, though, there's a lot of people looking at this class because I've gotten a lot of calls and texts and from Jack Baldwin, Paul Tracy, etc., saying those things look, Andy Lawley saying they look fun, and so hopefully we'll have about 50 of them out here next year.
Yeah, it's fabulous to see the car counts. And running on the 2.5-mile competition road course at BIR, a track that you haven't ran on before either.
Yeah, I haven't run this configuration. Last time I was here was 25 years ago. When I have guys coming to me, say, I watched you when I was a little kid. It makes you feel old, but I guess I'm fortunate that I've been around for so long. I got to give thanks to the track here. They were one of the first tracks to really take a gamble and bring Trans Am back, and there's a lot of history here. So, and it's a nice part of the country. The people here are special. I was telling my wife, I said, they've got this sort of, they go about their business. They're obviously a hardy bunch to live up in these parts. It's really pretty. They're super friendly. So it's a nice place to go racing.
All right. Congratulations on the second place run.
Thank you.